Well, actually, I was reading an article. Was it in the New York? No, Washington Post. They did this really interesting article about only 10% of people 85 and over live in a nursing home.
Only 10%? Wow.
Only 10%. The high in one area went to like 15%, but otherwise people are living with family, a spouse, alone.
In their own homes.
In a van down by the river.
Or assisted, yeah. Or assisted living, you know, which is different than a nursing home. But that made me feel happy because I'm hoping that my parents can do that for as long as they're alive. You know, I know they really want to.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, how hard it must be to a cousin of mine just moved. He's 80 something, moved out of his house into an assisted living thing. And I thought, boy, the place you live is so important. Mm-hmm. The house is so big, such a big deal. And, you know, walking out of that place that was your life for 45 years, that's PTSD territory.
Hopefully they carry you out, right? Hopefully it's the hearse that carries you out or something like that. Like one guy in New Orleans was 101, mm-hmm. still lived on his own. It's amazing. But there's a lot more centenarians. I mean, look at Henry Kissinger was 100, right?
My brothers and I always laugh because my mother's apartment, her independent living apartment, is really just a microcosm of her last apartment in New York. I mean, it's so much of it just feels just like where she lived before, but it's just a little smaller. Rooms are smaller.
Yeah.
But it's so it's something to be said about surrounding yourself with the things that make you who you are.
Yes. Yeah. You know, it's funny because like I took down everything off the walls for the open house, you know, because they say you're supposed to kind of make it look like, you know, barren so that people can picture themselves in it. And, I'm like, well, I'm going to have to go through this now and pick out all my favorites because I'm not going to be able to put all these on the wall again, you know? And
you took all your Mapplethorpes down?
Yeah.
And always get storage units.
Well, there is a storage unit in it, so that's cool.
But I mean, rentals, that I saw some statistic about how much stuff Americans have stored away.
Yeah.
I'm hoping I'm going to have a moving sale and I'm hoping to get rid of the furniture that I can't take, you know, and if not, I'm going to send it to like a place that works with refugees because they always need furniture and stuff like that. So
we have a place in Rochester called Saints Place, which is affiliated with St. Paul's Church in Pittsburgh or something. And that's really dedicated to getting refugees set up. And it's a great organization.
Yeah.
About a month ago, I'm out 10 o'clock at night walking Marshall, and he comes down the middle of the street. He's probably 50, 55 with his dog. No, he doesn't say hello or anything. He just says, he walks up to me and he goes, "So is Kayla on the podcast or what?"
No way.
So he's following, he's got me on Facebook, and you know I never look at Facebook.
That is so
funny. That was hilarious.
Oh my god, he must be. Maybe you should get to know him better. He must be your kind of person if he just does that.
He's got a sense of humor, so we had a little conversation about that.
My god,
that was funny.
That last video that you did was very good, Walt.
Very slick.
Well, I was worried because I said for your approval and nothing. So
did you see my comment on Facebook?
I hate Facebook so much.
Maybe you should check it. I said I don't remember consenting to having my name used, but 83.3 million would, you know, be the ticket for that. What does it take? What does it take to do that?
That probably took 1,000 hours.
Really?
So, you know. Not really, but so many that I couldn't even keep up. But I love doing it.
I'm sure. But so what apps are you using to produce that? Just one?
Filmora Video Editor.
And, Filmora.
Yeah. It's a real, like a, it's the only one that runs on my computer that I can use. It's like a child's editing thing. And then there's the website where they have Monica and Kayla. The free plan gives you a minute a month of someone speaking, of an avatar speaking.
Oh, okay.
And after that, it's $48 a month. So
gee.
That's not happening.
No.
That's all it takes. And then I get free music off YouTube and that kind of stuff. But I just love doing it, you know, because it's
obviously
I start out with with an idea, but I don't write anything. And then it just accretes, you know,
it's organic.
Yeah.
You're an artist. Exactly. Yeah. You're an artist. Well,
yeah, exactly. I am an artist. Monica and I. So.
Done. Yeah. My internet is really funky again, so I don't think I can be in airplane mode, because otherwise that's what happened. I put in airplane mode and my connection was lost. So. Yeah, it happens every now and then.
What does
out
the
here.
Flag on your ceiling say?
Oh, it's called Full Send. It's a ski equipment place in Canandaigua.
Oh, I thought it was a MAGA flag.
No.
Yeah, it looks like that.
Yeah, I've got something to tell you.
I saw a thing this morning in the Financial Times. I don't know what their reputation is, but and then I tried to look it up and they wouldn't let me pass the paywall, but it said that
right.
We might include this because it's not really politics, but it says there's this global trend that's never been seen before among Gen Z people, where women are becoming more liberal and men are becoming more conservative, and that in the history of polling or statistics, they've never seen that divide like that. It usually a generation follows the same kind of path, but it's in Italy, UK, it's huge. It's a big deal in Korea, where their birth rate is dropping to nothing because of it.
Huh.
It's a very odd.
And women who are sick of being treated like shit, and they're finally saying, you know, yeah. I deserve a job, I deserve a life, I deserve so.
I bet it's like the Me Too backlash.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it was like how Trump was the Obama backlash.
Yeah, I guess that is. But it makes you think we're like flocking birds or something. Humans are just respond to these things that we can't understand. Why are we going in that direction all of a sudden?
Did the article give any supporting reasons why that was happening?
I didn't get that far. I saw some charts and then and I turned
and
off.
Then you went, ugh!
Then I went away from the phone, and when I tried to get it on the computer, because I thought that was interesting, and I couldn't see it. But
well, you know, there is a ton of content online for dudes that's really negative shit.
The content, yeah.
Yeah, like a lot. I don't feel like, now I'm not a Gen Z, but I don't feel like there's as much content like that for females.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of shit out there for dudes.
And the young guys seem to be willing to just buy into it.
Oh, Luis and I have had some conversations where I'll say, oh, where did you hear that? And he's like, well, I saw it. And I'm like, well, here's the reason that it's bullshit.
I do the same thing with Jack.
I wish I could have seen the rest of the article.
Just go to the library, Walt. You'll find it there.
He bases his whole worldview on three paragraphs. And
right. And a chart of Korea that I saw for 3 seconds.
Isn't China having the same problem with their...
Yeah. Now that they said you can have more than one, they're like, yeah, no thanks.
Right. They're like, nah, I'm good. I got a job.
Well, it's hard for them to find jobs apparently now. And I think that's especially true for the young men, right? And I believe that they're having problems finding wives too.
Yes, because I remember reading that the women are choosing to marry later and have a career first or only a career.
Yeah. I went to see American Fiction the other night. You guys know about that movie?
I haven't seen that yet.
It was very, very good. But there's this...
It looks good.
That's what I heard.
I love Jeffrey Wright. And there's this scene in the beginning. He's a professor. It's the very first scene. He's a professor and he's in his classroom. And he has a title up there. Was it a Flannery O'Connor short story, I think? And it was it had the N-word in it. And then, you know, so he had the whole title on the board. And this white girl in the class says, do we have to sit there and look at it the whole time? And she's getting all upset because that word is up there. And she's white. And he's black. And there's black people in the class. And she is just all, and she leaves in tears, you know? And it was just really, I was like, it just felt, I don't know. The whole thing was really good because he also, not only does he deal with this whole thing about, you know, what is black and what is, you know, what is not considered black and, you know, stereotypes and all that, but then there's a whole family side of it, and it's totally what I'm dealing with my family. You know, it was very, very mm-hmm. good. I thought it was just really subtle, yeah. lots of point of views, mm-hmm. points of view, you know, just not, and it doesn't even end in a way that you're like, oh yeah, they're going to be together forever at all. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I laughed out loud at the trailer in one mm-hmm. place. When she was reading them from her book or something.
Yes. Yeah. Well, even, you know, even that author, when you start to hear from her, you realize that you can't assume anything about why right. someone's doing something, you know, and it was just really good.
There was I heard on a podcast, and again, I don't have any more story than what I sort of heard. But a Zoom call at a university, okay. and the woman who was leading the Zoom call signed off and said, okay, I'll be in touch with you guys later. And she had to go see human resources after that. Somebody,
because she didn't say friends?
Right, exactly. So the problem that we've never solved.
She said guys.
Right.
But she said mm-hmm. guys, and so people were offended by that. Well... Let's take it down a notch, shall we?
Yeah. You know? Let's focus on something important.
I know, this is just ridiculous. It's just so ridiculous.
Yeah.
I had a note here. Alexa the other day, you know how it announces that a shipment has arrived? And I heard from Amazon Shopping, a chipmunk has arrived. I thought, for a second, and for 2 seconds, I thought, what? A chipmunk has arrived.
Well, when you were just talking about that Financial Times article, and you said, well, polling and surveys have said, I thought you had first said bowling and surveys.
That's what I, thank you.
The history of bowling.
I kind of let it go, but yeah, thank you, Chris.
The gender diversion of bowling.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I sometimes watch those old Saturday Night Lives, you know, when I'm doing nothing mm-hmm. and like packing. And they had that one where it's Alexa for old people. Have you seen that one? Mm-mm. Oh, it's very funny. You should look it up. I mean, it's like Alexa keeps having to repeat things because the people mishear, and then they call her another name, and it's just very funny. Very funny.
Cecilia's in the other room, and she goes, Kimmy Carlos is having prostate surgery. I went, wow, Kimmy Carlos, I don't know who that is. And I said, well, who is that? And she goes, something, something. And I didn't get that either. And I said, I'm sorry, I'm not getting the name. So she comes into the same room and she goes, so-and-so is having, and I said, Ching Chong? What she was saying was King Charles.
Oh.
And I heard Kimmy Carlos. And I thought... First, I don't know who Kimmy Carlos is, and it doesn't sound like she would have prostate surgery. And then it devolved right into, when she was standing right next to me, it was Ching Chong.
Oh, my God.
It's like playing telephone with cans, you know, when you were a kid.
Well, I told you about the time that I had to call my dad, and I said, Dad, I just needed to tell you that Aunt Evelyn passed away. And he goes, who's going to Iraq?
No, whoa.
Yeah.
And I was just like, speechless.
So how is your packing going, Grace?
Well, you know, I had a big wrench thrown in the works for the past few weeks. So, you know, it's coming along. I just bought a bunch of other boxes. And I think I'll be done by the time I need to be done. So,
mm-hmm.
you know.
You have to lose a whole lot of stuff?
I do. Yeah. I just actually, the people who bought my house said that they are going to furnish it because they're going to rent it. And so I just sent them a list of the stuff that I'm not taking to see if they, you know, want to buy any of it. I don't know if they will or not. But then otherwise I'm having a moving sale because I have a lot of stuff and I would put it at the curb, but there's a lot, you know, and someone might want it.
Where do you have a moving sale on your...
I'm just going to have it in my house.
At your house.
Because I am going to move out. Pardon?
You can't do it on the lawn in winter in Buffalo.
No, but I'm going to move out on a Monday, But then I think I mentioned to you that the people who bought my house gave me 10 days past closing to stay. So I'm going to move out on Monday, and then I'm going to have the sale like Friday, Saturday, or something like that, you know, afterwards. So there's nothing, you know, all
right.
it is.
You'll
is
be the, out, yeah, technically.
Yeah, all it is the stuff that I want to get rid of. So. And then
you can hire Mary and have an estate
sale.
Well,
I asked her if she'll help, and she said she will. So, you know.
Cool.
Yeah.
You'll feel better when that's done. When you're
oh yeah, for sure, for sure.
Downsized.
Yeah, I am. I'm looking forward to. I just love going into a new place and decorating it. You know, just putting everything together and like I was, like Reddit has become, and I'm sure it's you know has its horrible, horrible corners. You know, but it has become my new go-to for just about anything, and so I'm in their interior decorating section and. Like I was reading something the other day and they're like, well, I don't know what to do with my TV. And someone's like, just buy a tripod stand. I'm like, I didn't even know those existed. You just solved my problem. And I got a tripod TV stand. So, cause I don't want to use the table that it's on, not, you know, and people will send.
The internet can be a wonderful thing sometimes.
Pardon?
The internet can be a wonderful thing sometimes.
Yes. Sometimes it can. I have used ChatGPT because I have to write all of my boss's stuff, you know, and she likes the cliches and the bullshit stuff, right? And that's generally not how I write. So I my last two things I wrote for her, I used ChatGPT, went through with flying colors.
Yeah, it really works.
Were you sitting on the toilet while you were doing it?
Practically. I mean, because it's just so like middle of the road. I mean, it's not really, it's interesting though, the more I've been learning about AI, like the more things you can do with it, but writing something and thinking you're going to use it is probably not it, unless you want something really boring, like you're submitting a grant proposal or something, you know, but it can do a lot of things, you know, like if you have a 1,000-word article, you can say, well, give me 500 words from this. You know, stuff like that. And there is some useful for sure.
I did a couple of paragraphs of just like stream of consciousness stuff for no reason, and then fed it to ChatGPT, and I was really surprised that it made it coherent, and it had a couple of things I hadn't thought of. And
oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it really worked. I can see how kids love it in school.
What instruction did you give it though? What did you tell it? You input it, and then what did you tell it?
I didn't tell it anything on Google Documents. It says, help me write this. And you just click on it and then, or you highlight it and click on it or something like that.
Okay. And, cause I've only used ChatGPT.
It's built right into Google Documents. So,
oh, that's cool. I'll have to use it.
Is it the same platform?
I don't know. It might
or
be
is it Google's
own
version.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I think the different AIs are, you know, like Microsoft, I haven't used it yet, but I know that Microsoft in the Office suite, or is it in just the Windows suite, you know, has some stuff now that I got to try out.
Yeah. You didn't have to tell it anything. Like when you make a picture, you have to describe it, but
you know what? Wow. I wonder if I could use it with my task management system. I can say, take this project from last year and reproduce it from this year, putting in all the dates to kind of align what they were like.
I wouldn't be surprised because I mean, it can write code, so
yeah, it can, and it can verify your code too, I guess.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Bailey's thrilled about AI. How about this? Have you heard of bedtime revenge procrastination?
I think so.
People who are so busy and don't have control over their daytime lives, so they don't go to bed in order to get some time back. They give up sleep in order to have some free time of their own between midnight and 2 a.m. And then they go. So
I have had many nights like that.
And then they're more frazzled the next day.
And then it just keeps.
Yep.
Then you're sleep deprived and. Yeah,
I mean, I don't do it often, but I have definitely had times that I'm like, why are you staying up doing this? Right. And it's like, because I like it and I don't have any other time to do it.
Right.
Your life is not your own.
Sometimes it doesn't feel like it is, you know?
Yeah. So
what's the expression again?
Bedtime revenge procrastination. I don't know who made that up.
Is it like revenge porn?
That's where I went when I first heard it. I was like, is this about sex or... No.